Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, March 15. Coming up, government to discontinue withdrawing funds from NHT, DNA registry to be established in short order, and JCF finalizing child interaction policy and procedure. The details after the break.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal of licenses is March 31, 2017. To facilitate meeting the deadline, the BGLC team will have representatives stationed at tax offices to assist with renewal of licenses for 2017 to 2018. The team will be at St. Anne's Bay February 27 and 28, in Mandeville March 6 and 7, Savannah Lamar March 13 and 14, and in Montego Bay March 20 and 21. For all dates and locations, follow BGLC on Facebook, visit our website at bglc.gov.jm, and see the press for details.
Now the news. Finance Minister Audie Shaw says the government plans to discontinue withdrawing funds from the National Housing Trust, NHT, to finance the budget. Responding to questions at a post-budget media briefing on Monday, Mr. Shaw said the drawdown this year is necessary for the phase two implementation of the personal income tax reform.
It would have been fiscally irresponsible for us to seek to virtually double the tax package in order to cease taking from the National Housing Trust at this time. So it is firmly our intention to phase that out.
In opening the 2017-18 budget debate on March 9, Mr. Shaw announced a $13.5 billion tax package, $700 million less than the actual cost of $14.2 billion to fund the personal income tax threshold. He noted that the government would withdraw $11 billion from the NHT. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the National DNA Register is to be established in short order. Mr. Montague says in the coming days, the permanent secretary will sign off on a purchase order for $146,000 to procure equipment and stage training sessions related to the setting up of the registry.
And I'm told that the equipment should be here in 4 to 6 weeks. And by that time, the parliament should have passed the DNA regulations, so that we can begin populating the DNA registry.
Mr. Montague was speaking at a ceremony to hand over a Bullitrax ballistic system to the Institute of Forensics and Legal Medicine on Tuesday. The DNA registry will be the storehouse for DNA samples from suspects in criminal cases and convicted persons. It is expected to play a major role in forensic investigations and the prosecution of criminal matters going forward. The minister earlier this year announced that the government will be fast-tracking the implementation of accompanying regulations for the DNA Evidence Act, which will facilitate the activation of the National DNA Registry during the 2017-18 legislative year. In a bid to make education more affordable, the government has committed to continue diversifying tertiary options for Jamaicans. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Will Reid says he will be meeting with heads of tertiary institutions to discuss the allocation of government funds to individual programs of study.
We will be meeting with the heads of all tertiary institutions to ensure that government support is targeted at the areas of national priority. At the same time, we are proving more institutionally accredited universities. And one of the things we are expecting will happen as we have more universities and competition that will drive down the cost of tertiary education. Diversification without dilution in quality will be the focus.
The education minister was addressing a recent sitting of the Senate. In his opening budget presentation on March 9, Finance Minister Audie Shaw announced a decrease in interest rates on loans from the Students' Loan Bureau, also in keeping with efforts to increase access to tertiary education. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force is working on finalizing and promoting its Child Interaction Policy and Procedure CIPP, which will serve as a guide to the police in dealing with children in their care. This was disclosed by Acting Director of Crime Prevention and Community Safety in the Ministry of National Security, Keisha Wright. She says the ministry is also looking at ways to involve disenfranchised youth in a mentorship program.
And so our mentorship program that we're going to be redesigning and co-creating with our partners will be intending to integrate these young boys in a manner that will allow them to get the support that they need.
Ms. Wright was speaking at a Youth for Peace rally staged by the Houses of Parliament at the Knutsford Court Hotel on Monday. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.